There was no off switch. There was no way to just say, okay, I won't do it. And it became a game. How can I get more? How fast can I get them? My happiness depended on whether I had them or not.
His Grace, Prescription Drugs, Addiction, and Hope for Change.
I was a very curious kid. Loved to take things apart, see how they worked. People will tell you a beehive is dangerous to poke. I had to go poke it to find out what was going to happen. I was introduced to pain pills through hearing it at school. And it was as simple as somebody saying, I broke my arm and the doctor gave me this medication. It was easy to justify for me because it came in a pill bottle, and it was prescribed by a doctor. And I knew back in my head that it wasn't prescribed to me, but there's that justification that is very easy to make when it's a medicine. It was a very social thing, infrequent. We couldn't get a hold of it all that much. We were kind of dangerous kids up skiing, so somebody broke their collarbone or somebody cut their finger. And it was this, somebody got their wisdom teeth out, and it was this kind of, not a lot of it, but a steady flow of having access to some of this medication. Steadily networked, I found different people that they would sell them to me, and it opened up a floodgate of me having access to uncountable amounts. And that's where it started for me to affect my health and my judgment. It changed from a social thing, so me starting to guard them and hide them and count them and know exactly how many I had and how many I had to get to feel normal. I got to where I could understand that this was running my life and that my happiness depended on whether I had them or not. Grow up in a family where love and friendship and family and happiness is such a big thing. But all of a sudden, this other thing that is controlled by someone else, somebody else has these, and that was the absolute worst part of it. That cat and mouse game, where can I get these? Somebody else had control over my happiness. It's very hard for people to understand the lengths you'll go to get this. It's changed your brain chemically. The only way I can kind of come close to telling a story about it to someone that doesn't know about addiction is pretend you got the worst hunger you've ever had in your life, and that hunger is never subsided. There's nothing you can take or do to get rid of that except one thing. And that's that addiction. There were times when I could feel my body shutting down on me. I had taken enough drugs to put my life in jeopardy, and I could feel it. The addiction was telling me, move on, keep it going. If you stop this, you're gonna get sick, you're gonna feel depression, you're gonna be sad, you're gonna do something dangerous, you're gonna hurt somebody. That desperation comes into it. So that's your body fighting it and your mind. But that addiction is saying, nope, let's keep going. I took 20 pills, OxyContin. It was a very clear thought that I had. My life is an immediate danger. I should have had that thought years before that, but I didn't. And this was an intervention that I felt like I had. It was a clear thought to me that any further down this path, you're going to be leaving your wife and your daughter here on this earth alone. I called her on the way home and I told her, I told you that I had a habit of all this, but it is beyond my control. And I need to let you know that this is something that I can't do by myself. I had been taking such high amounts that I couldn't stop and live. We got a hold of a doctor. Then I talked to my religious leader. He got me involved in a recovery program. And in those meetings, it's based exactly on the 12-step program that we find out a structure of how this can be done using a higher power. And in my case, that was my Savior Jesus Christ, that I was able to harness his power, the power of his atonement, and to understand how I can return to where I was, to get this out of my life, and step by step understand that I had no control and could not do this on my own. I talked a lot to people about religion. I'd been a missionary. I'd done many different things in my life where I was teaching the atonement of Jesus Christ, or so I thought. I thought I understood what it meant, but I'd never put that into practice in my life. Not really. Not until this moment. I was really able to see that somebody is helping me control this, something that I couldn't do on my own. To move beyond those cravings at the time when it's so overpowering and there's nothing else you can think about, to rely on my Savior and say a prayer or ask him to bear that weight, to take those cravings away from me. And to say it's easy and to say it's magic or it just disappears is not realistic. But I certainly felt an extra help, a help from somewhere that was beyond me, that I wasn't controlling, and something that was taking all that pain away, or at least helping it subside. And I felt like that was my Savior. I doubt the cravings, you know, the actual physical cravings will ever go away. But I feel like I have some place I can go to get help, to have that lifted or taken away from me and have a moment of peace. And I believe that my Savior's influence in my life has given me that.
To listen to more episodes of His Grace, visit MormonChannel.org.